Two of the most progressive voices in American jazz piano join forces for a performance that blurs the line between composition and improvisation. Vijay Iyer and Craig Taborn have each risen to prominence within the jazz scene by expanding the boundaries of the genre and establishing a highly personalized approach to improvisation. Together, the two will draw on an evoking sketchbook of compositional ideas developed through earlier iterations of the project to continue a musical conversation that defies the notion of completion. They'll perform at MPAC in Troy, New York, this Saturday, October 29th at 8 p.m. And they join us now, Vijay Iyer and Craig Taborn. Thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the roundtable.
Thank you. Hello. How are you?
Hello.
I'm wonderful. Thank you very much. So give us an idea of how this musical conversation came about. And Vijay, we can start with you.
Sure. Well, Craig and I had an opportunity to work together at length and sort of in depth as part of an ensemble led by Roscoe Mitchell, who is a real pioneer in creative music in the last 50 years, really virtuosic and visionary multi-instrumentalist, primarily known as a saxophonist, and he was best known as member of the Art Ensemble of Chicago. He's a composer and real rugged individualist, I would say. And he had this group called the Note Factory, which is a nine-piece ensemble that kind of doubled up the traditional rhythm section that you might be used to from that area of music. There were two drummers, two bass players, and two pianists. But the music could, because of that, traverse a lot of different soundscapes, a lot of textures, a lot of different rhythmic propulsion, and a huge variety of possibilities. And in the course of working on Mr. Mitchell's music, we, you know, often Craig and I had to sit down and try to work through the notated parts just one-on-one. And something was kind of born in that process. This was in the early 2000s, which we were then able to carry forward in subsequent years, and we've gotten to perform duo a number of times in the last several years. It's kind of become an ongoing project of ours.
Craig, give me your take on it and what you get out of this conversation musically.
That was a really unique opportunity, sort of having sectionals, as they're called, with Vijay working on a really specific kind of music and a specific compositional approach, but also the way that that ensemble asked certain questions of the improvising. We really had a chance to kind of develop. I mean, I had known Vijay, but, you know, pianists don't often get to work together. And particularly in that format. And I remember one specific piece of Roscoe's where we had to play, as I recall, some rather complicated information, the exact same thing about a 16th note away from each other, which is a very close relationship, so kind of shadowing each other very closely but forced to play the same thing, which can, if done incorrectly, can sound just like everybody's making terrible mistakes. But just doing that was a really interesting process because it really forced you to listen and tune in. And then I think a lot of that kind of stuff leads into the improvisation. And all of that led to us, I think, wanting to explore more just the possibilities of that format.
Vijay, what do you make of that improvisation and what you get out of it and that idea of then moving it forward beyond that?
Well, you know, we tend to think of improvisation as something that's, you know, the default way that we tend to think of improvisation is as something insufficient or incomplete or unable to generate a coherent statement or something like that. But what we've learned, partly from working with elder masters like Roscoe Mitchell, you know, I think both of us have worked with Wadada Leo Smith and Steve Coleman and many other pioneers in this music, is that you can start from the bottom up and actually create structure. So, in other words, there's something about it that is ultimately indistinguishable from what's called composition. And this is something that we've found that it kind of emerges in the process of creating with a certain disciplined approach in real time, as that form emerges from this series of choices that both of us are making, that really it becomes music, you know, it becomes something mm-hmm. that you can't deny. And it's even surprised us many times, you know, in the course of doing it. I even remember the first time that we just sat down with the idea of, like, developing duo music. It was in the basement of the old Steinway Hall in Midtown Manhattan. And it was really just from the first sound that both of us chose to make, suddenly music was happening, you know? So I guess what we find is that this distinction is a little bit false, you know, that the idea that music has to be prescribed and plotted out meticulously in advance, or else it's not real or not, you know, or not, it has no integrity or something like that. It's a bit of a misnomer. So even the very distinction that's being made between composition and improvisation is slightly false and maybe unnecessary one.
So, Craig, let's explore that a little bit more and talk about that word that Vijay just used, which is coherence. So how important is it to have at least some level of coherence?
Well, that question, you know, I think coherence is something that is experienced or observed. I mean, most systems have, once you sort of define a boundary around a thing or a system, often coherence emerges through observation. You'll see how it makes sense. And a lot of this process is about attending to an environment and understanding the various ways that things are making sense, you know, and then being able to act or offer contributions to that sound space in this case. But, you know, I think it's more about how well you are able to identify the relationships between elements in a system and then kind of not mess that up. So coherence is usually there, but a lot of people fail to engage with it in a certain way. Like if it sounds incoherent or seems incoherent, you're not going to be able to constructively kind of deal with that. And so I would answer it that way. We really have to realize our relationship to the sound environment and what's going on, and that coherence is revealed more or less.
And Vijay, so where does the audience come in on that and their understanding of it? So, because it seems to me that you can have an audience that gets it and gets that structure that Craig just talked about, and perhaps an audience that doesn't. And how much do you as artists worry about that?
Well, you know, because I think, you know, both of us are performers, and so we've spent a lot of time with audiences, and you know, so I approach performance as something we do with the audience, not at them or not against them or not in spite of them, but actually sort of that we all experience it together. And you know, I kind of make it my business to take care of that, you know, as a performer, to make sure that that everyone in the room is involved in it, you know. So it's not about ignoring what's happening on the other side of the stage, but rather about listening to it. You know, I make a point of listening to the audience. You can kind of sense where they're at and how they're experiencing it. And I try to listen from outside of myself, kind of consider what it would be like if you just walked in without any preconceptions or anything. And so that's kind of been the case all along, you know, with probably everything that both Craig and I do, is that it's not really treated as some insular experience that you have to somehow be educated into or something like that. It's actually more that it's a ritual of communing, you know. And because of the emergent properties of the music itself, the fact that it kind of comes, it's born from nothing, you know, from like from the air. It comes from nowhere in a way. We all sort of discover it together.
Vijay, you're local. You're from Albany.
I was born there. I spent, two complete years living in Albany, and I grew up actually in Rochester, New York.
Two complete years counts now, a little bit.
Yeah. A native, I guess. I've lived in New York City for about 17, 18 years now.
In the evening, ultimately, what can audiences expect, Craig?
They can expect a concert that is endeavoring to create and identify the many ways in which beauty and experience can play in that moment. And I think they can expect to have a remarkable experience.
Vijay Iyer and Craig Taborn will perform at MPAC in Troy, New York at 8 o'clock on Saturday, October 29th. To learn more, you can visit mpac.rpi.edu, mpac.rpi.edu. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Vijay and Craig, I want to thank you very much for joining us this morning. Have a wonderful time in Troy. It'll be great to have you in town, and thank you very much for sharing with us this morning.
Great. Thank you for having us.
Great pleasure.
Yes,
Thank you. Again, more information at mpac.rpi.edu. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.